WWIB, good morning. We are coming up on 5:45, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. 45 degrees on a Wednesday, May 17th. We're into the latter half of No Mo May. And the grass continues to get a little taller, Jason Cairns.
It's becoming quite a problem.
It's becoming an issue.
Yeah. I'm starting to get pushback from people who don't even know what my lawn looks like. So people warning of snakes and that sort of thing. So,
wow.
And so asking for justification as to why we do this sort of thing.
That was my wife actually asking for that justification yesterday.
Yeah. Interestingly, I think it'd be pretty cool to have grass snakes in my lawn. You know, my dogs would probably love it, but but it's getting hard. It's getting hard to keep up with it.
It is. Yeah. So anyhow, it kind of stands out as the jungle in the neighborhood. All right. Wow. I have to play King of the Jungle from Stephen Curtis Chapman, one of the songs. I'm sure he had the 50 songs that reached number one from him. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of one of those crazy mornings. I was so after my hair is washed, I got a comb and then I put a little compound in, a little hairspray to finish it off. And this morning, I don't know, one thing, you know, just a little bit can throw you off your routine. And we have a little Pomeranian dog who's staying at our house, my sister-in-law's dog. And Wesley and her have made puppies a couple of times. And so it's that time to try to do that one more time. And so, I don't know, she seemed to, whatever. I mean, that's what I'm pointing to. But it wasn't until I was on my way to work going, I never combed my hair and I never got, my hair's kind of crazy. So all I've got left to deal with is water. And then I check and see the shirt I have on has a little dirt on it. So it's kind of a rough morning for me.
Yeah, man. So we talked about hair a little bit yesterday. This is going to be Mark and Jason's hair tips. I can't recommend highly enough the bald cut.
I was going to say,
you don't have to.
It's one of the benefits of being bald, right? You don't have to worry about it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I've had mornings like that have started out rough like that. And you're thinking, I just need to hit the reset button and go back and do it again.
I mean, a truly rough morning is when somehow the coffee pot doesn't work or you spill a coffee or, you know, I was out of bed by a little after 4. That's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And as long as you can get coffee, I mean, that's an important thing.
I have had that. All right. Well, we are working our way up to working our way through the Book of James. Have you thought about the next book? I have thought about it a little bit.
I have not thought about what we would do for our next book. And
now it's interesting because
I did realize we're getting close.
But James was the first one you did with Letters to the Beloved.
Right.
What was the second book that once you realized, you know what, I'm going to do this for the New Testament? What did you do second?
Ephesians.
Okay. And boy, that's a good. We haven't done Ephesians. I'm thinking,
I don't think we have.
I'm thinking Galatians, just because Martin Luther, right? He loved Galatians, but James, he's like, why is that in the Bible? So,
right. You know, that's, you know, and for those who haven't read it, I mean, you don't normally think of reading commentaries just for fun, but Luther's commentary on Galatians is amazing. It's a really good read. And I think it was probably one of his favorite books.
You know, you can't say that without sounding, like, really smart.
Well, I'm not Martin Luther.
Go around dropping commentaries I read. But, okay, thank you for that recommendation. James 5:16 through 18.
It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you might be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was as humans as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops.
All right, here's how Jason tackles that in his devotional commentary, second to last day in James 16 through 18, chapter 5. I've also created you to relate with others. I am glad that you enjoy socializing, but I've also called you to something more profound. Get beneath the surface with a few people. Take off your mask and tell them what's going on inside of you. Be authentic with your sin and pray together. Prayer is powerful. Just think about Elijah. He prayed and it stopped raining for 3.5 years. Prayer works, beloved.
Yeah, you know, I think even thinking about that, I'm really grateful that you and I have been able to develop a relationship where we can go beneath the surface some. You know, not everybody can witness that. But, you know, it's about relating with God and relating with one another.
Ah, boy, and that's the thing. I mean, I think even in church life, I mean, is it important to praise the Lord and hear the word preached? But we got to go deeper relationally. I mean, Jesus, right? Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus went deeper with his disciples, particularly with three, but with the 12, the seven. And we need to just deeper relationships. That's what we got to be in pursuit of. So,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. There I go. Our buddy Jason Cairns winding down the book of James, having fun. You know, stick with us. I mean, you have some fun in the morning and then working our way through the New Testament. We have covered a lot of material. Maybe as we wrap up, James will kind of reflect and review all that we have covered. But I'm thinking, yeah, boy, Galatians and Ephesians wouldn't be bad. I'm thinking Galatians next, though. Win It Wednesday, WWIB. We've been having some fun with WWIB's 50 years in broadcasting, and we'll do that again with prizes, including not one but two CDs. Mike Donaghy, a lot of great songs from him. You know, some you've heard on WIB and others you haven't yet. And again, the longtime lead singer of 10th Avenue North, Caleb and I, huge fans of this guy. And Hope Darst, her Peace Be Still CD. So both of those on the line here this morning. If you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible.
Yeah, so call 715-723-2555. We are playing Mystery Artist again. This is an artist that has been on the air at some point in WWIB's 50 years of existence. So sometime in the half century, this artist has been on the air. And you have to name the artist while hearing, what, 1-point-something seconds?
Yeah, about a second, yeah. Very short clip of this song. Last week, I'll tell you, it was Ren Collective, so it's not going to be them this week. We've played Guest the Year, but we've been playing and having fun with, I think, this new wrinkle, which is Guest the Mystery Artist. Here's the clip. Was that too much?
I don't know. It depends. It depends. Let's try it again. I mean, because I know the song you told me, then it's like, oh, yeah, I can get it. But if I were just kind of out there and trying to figure out what artist is this,
So
I don't know how quick I'd be.
You don't have to name the tune, but it calls to mind the old game show, Name That Tune, and then people would have to go, I can name that tune in one note, right?
So
you're not getting the next beat, which might have made it more revealing. You don't have to name the song, but can you name the artist? Give it a try, 715-723-2555 for a couple of CDs. Mike Donaghy and Hope Darst.
All right, again, one more time. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in and win. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Will from Hillsdale. Here we go. What artist, Will?
Is that Jeremy Camp?
Is it Jeremy Camp, Halvo?
It's not.
Not Jeremy Camp. Will from Hillsdale, call again.
Thanks for trying.
Yes, thank you. 715-723-2555.
It's hard to get somebody to go first, Caleb.
You know? And that's the thing is that we always need people to try. Mm-hmm. And in this particular game, there's no penalty for wrong answers. So not a problem at all if you want to call right on back. And let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Park Falls.
Paul from Park Falls. Love the alliteration. Paul, here, we'll give it to you one more time. What artist is that, Paul from Park Falls?
Michael W. Smith.
Michael W. Smith, Smitty Halvo.
It's not.
Not Smitty. Paul from Park Falls, call again, 715-723-2555. Good morning, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What artist is this? Go ahead.
I think it's Newsboys.
Newsboys. Is it the Newsboys, Halvo?
It's not.
Not the Newsboys. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555.
You know, those are all, the first three guesses, though, those are all great future options, I think, because those artists we've played a lot of over the years, haven't we?
Yeah, indeed. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is PCD John. Is it Phillips Craig and Dean?
Is it Phillips Craig and Dean? I was just wondering, John, if you would answer anything other than PCD. Is this Phillips, Craig, and Dean, Halvo?
It's not.
It is not. PCD John.
Sorry, John.
Think of somebody else. Call back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Justin Peterson calling from Rice Lake.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin. What do you think? What artist is that?
I'm going to say Sidewalk Prophets.
Sidewalk Prophets. Oh, I know what song you're thinking of, too.
Huh. No, it's not.
It's not. Justin, what, call back.
What song does it sound like?
This is the thing. I know the song in my head, but I can't remember what it's called.
I had played
their
song. I think
it's the opening of Prodigal.
Okay, I played their song Smile earlier this morning.
Good morning, WWIB. What song, or excuse me, what artist is this? Go ahead.
Building
429?
It's not.
It's not Building 429. 715-723-2555.
Should we carry it over to 745?
I kind of think so. Should we give them one more guess?
One more.
One more guess. All right. Try and beat the buzzer. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Jen calling from Barron. Is it David Meese?
Jen from Barron. Is this David Meese? Halvo?
It's not.
It's not David Meese. Thank you for trying, Jen from Barron. Yeah, let's push this off about 20 minutes and just make y'all wait. I almost clicked on the song. I was about ready to play the song. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to play the song. We're going to make you wait. Well, it's time. Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. 7:48 and Havo. No one got the answer correct about half an hour ago, so we're trying again.
Yeah, name the mystery artist. We've got not one, but two CDs on the line. Mike Donahue's Flourish and Hope Darst's Peace Be Still. You're going to love these. And we play 1 second of a song, and you have to tell us who's the artist at 7232555. Wrong guesses so far have been included. Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, Sidewalk Prophets, Newsboys, and David Meese. Good guesses, but none of those the correct answer.
Here is that 1 second. 715-723-2555. What artist is this? 715-723-2555. Folks are calling one more time for those maybe just waking up.
Yeah. What song is that? Again, through WWIB's 50 years of broadcasting, name the artist. You don't have to name the song, but name the artist.
And then we'll play the song for you, provided someone gets it here. 715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday here on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Chippewa.
David from Chippewa. What artist is that?
For Him.
For Him. Is it For Him?
I love For Him, but that's not them.
Not For Him. David from Chippewa, call us back. 715-723-2555. Again, two great CDs from Mike Donahue and Hope Darst. Good morning, WWIB. What artist sang that song?
That's Third Day.
That's Third Day.
You sound convincing, but that's not it.
It's not Third Day. Try again, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Mary from Bloomer, Matt Marr.
Mary from Bloomer, Matt Marr. And again, I love the alliteration, Mary and Matt Marr, but...
You gotta love Matt Marr, but that's not it.
It's not Matt Marr. Mary, call back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Karen from Eau Claire.
All right, Karen from Eau Claire.
Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman?
You know he's my favorite, but no, it's not him.
It's not. Call again, Karen from Eau Claire, 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lee from Barron. Is it the Newsboys?
Lee from Barron. Is it the Newsboys?
That was guessed earlier. Do you want to guess again?
Yeah, you kind of have a bonus guess, Lee. What do you think?
Lee?
This artist... Who could it be from WWIB's 50 years of existence? Lee, do you have another guess?
No, I don't.
No? All right. Think about it. Call back, 715-723-2555.
I think we're going to be pushing it to 815.
Yeah. Let's try, what do you think, two more?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Ryan from Fall Creek. It's Sidewalk Prophets.
Ryan from Fall Creek said it's Sidewalk Prophets with a lot of confidence.
That was guessed earlier, so that's not... You get a bonus guess as well. Shoot. Yeah, that was guessed earlier.
Yeah, you can have a bonus guess, Ryan. Go ahead.
Then I'm lost. Right. I was convinced it was the words I would say, I got nothing.
I'm going to tell you, it's not Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, Sidewalk Prophets, Newsboys, David Meese, For Him, Third Day, Matt Marr, or Stephen Curtis Chapman.
All right, as promised, one final guess. Good morning, WWB, the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. We're wondering what this artist is. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Brian. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Brian from Eau Claire.
And I am so convinced it's Third Day, and you guys are just mistaken on that. But I'm going to go out of left field and say Skillet.
Say Skillet. Is it Skillet, the OneFest Saturday night headliner, Halvo?
It's not.
It's not Skillet. All right. Thank you so much for trying. Well, you know what? I guess we have a three-bagger here.
We do.
We're going till 8:15 or so.
If we make it to 8:45, is that a home run?
I guess so. But at some point, we want to give these prizes away. I know. And also, I know it's going to be bugging some of you until we let you know what it is. Again, just like yesterday, excuse my glee. I just like it when it takes a little bit. Keep listening. We love having you with us here in the WIB Wake Up Show. This is Lindsay McCall. It's called Come Rest. I know you all will not rest until you figure this out.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. This is segment three, Caleb.
It's a newer game.
Yep.
Mystery artist celebrating WWIB's 50 years of broadcasting this year. And so this is an artist that could come from anywhere in those five decades. Could span all of them, could span one of them, half of one. You never know. But we want to know what the artist is, and we give you about a second of their song in this instance. But we do have some great prizes if somebody gets it this time.
That's right. Yeah, Matt, Mike Donahue's Flourish CD, longtime lead singer of 10th Avenue North. We're both huge fans. And Hope Dart's Peace Be Still. Got both of those here. If you can tell me the mystery artist, kind of like Name That Tune, except you don't have to name the song, but can you at least name the artist? I'll tell you who it's not before we start taking your calls at 723-2555. Through the first two segments, we've learned it's not Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, Sidewalk Prophets, Phillips Craig and Dean, Newsboys, Building 429, David Meese, For Him, Third Day, Matt Maher, Stephen Curtis Chapman, or Skillet. It's none of those.
Here's what it sounds like. 715-723-2555. What do you think? 715-723-2555. What artist is this? And again, those two CDs.
If you get this, you're going to feel so smart.
715-723-2555. We always need that first guess. And again, some of the incorrect guesses for this. We'll play it for you one more time.
It is not. And again, I know by now a lot of people at work and school, but it's not Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, Sidewalk Prophets, Phillips Craig and Dean, Newsboys, Building 429, David Meese, For Him, Third Day, Matt Maher, Stephen Curtis Chapman, or Skillet.
All right, let's go here to the phones at 715-723-2555. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Melissa Eau Claire.
Melissa from Eau Claire. Here it is one more time. What artist is that, Melissa?
For King and Country.
Is it For King and Country? I get where you're going with the drums and such.
Great group. It's not them.
Not For King and Country. Melissa from Eau Claire, please call back. 715-723-2555. Now we're going to go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday?
Betty from Stanley.
All right, Betty from Stanley. Here it is. What artist is that?
Matthew Powell.
Matthew Powell. That's a new guess. Not what we're looking
for. Maybe Mac Powell, Mac Powell, right? You mean Mac Powell?
Oh, yeah, that.
Mac Powell, the longtime
lead singer of Third Day. It's not him.
Yeah. Good guess. Thank you. Call again. 715-723-2555.
We don't have the right answer, but we have 14 wrong answers.
And that's sort of what makes it fun here. We do want to give away these CDs at some point this morning. 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong answers. You can call back again and help us narrow this down. Again, we are looking for the artist from this song. Could be a solo act. Could be a group. One more time. 715-723-2555. If you have a guess, and again, a Hope Dar CD and a Mike Donahue CD could be yours. 715-723-2555. Our most recent incorrect guess is not Mac Powell.
No.
Of Third Day. We've got another call coming in here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dorothy from Eau Claire.
Dorothy from Eau Claire. What artist is this? What do you think, Dorothy?
Switchfoot?
Is it Switchfoot?
One of Caleb's favorite groups. It's not Switchfoot.
Not Switchfoot. Dorothy, you call back, all right? 715-723-2555. Let's go here now. Good morning, WWIB. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bob from Rice Lake.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. What do you think? What artist sang that?
Oh, boy. This is interesting. I'm going to go with Petra.
You're going to go with Petra. Going old school. John Schlitt and Petra.
Old school.
They've been to Rice Lake in concert and Chippewa Falls. It's not Petra.
It's not Petra. Thank you, Bob. I think we could take one more guess here, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we may be rounding third and heading to home, Halvo, trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, my name is Donna. Jonathan. I think it's Casting Crowns from Boyceville.
Jonathan from Boyceville, he thinks this is Casting Crowns. Is it, Halvo?
It's a great group. It's not Casting Crowns.
It's not Casting Crowns. All right, Jonathan, hang on, and we're going to give you all one more chance, right, Halvo, to win this. Are we going to have to give a clue? That's the big...
I think what we're going to do is give them an extra second. At 8:45, we'll start off by giving you an extra second of the song. How about
that? And then we'll try that. We're going to get a winner. We promise.
Win It Wednesday, part four. I don't know in the history of you and I doing this show for close to 5 years if we've ever done this, Caleb.
Yes, so we're trying to figure out in WWIB's five decades, 50 years of existence... This artist has been one that maybe we have played, maybe still play. You never know. It could be anybody in those 50 years. Could be a group. Could be male, female artist. You never know. Duo, trio, solo. Could be any of those. But all we're giving you is 1 second. Now, we may extend that a little bit this time.
Yeah.
But we've been giving you 1 second. Here it is, by the way. To figure out who that artist is. And a lot of incorrect guesses so far.
Yeah, let me just say the prizes. We've got two CDs. Mike Donaghy, a longtime lead singer of 10th Avenue North. You just played a great song from them that I had not heard before. But this is him solo. It's called Flourish, the CD. It's got some great stuff you've heard, like Glory, I Couldn't See, and others. And also Hope Dar's Peace Be Still. So both of those CDs, your prizes. But 17 plus one in terms of wrong answers, I'll explain. These are the ones that have been phoned in segments 1, 2, and 3. They include Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, Sidewalk Prophets, Phillips Craig and Dean, Newsboys, Building 429, David Meets, and For Him, Third Day, Matt Maher, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Skillet, For King and Country, Mac Powell, Switchfoot, Petra, Casting Crowns, and Donna just posted, I don't know, on the Facebook page that she's like, Win It Wednesday, Point of Grace. That's not it, but we're going to find the winner through calls. Calls to 723-2555.
715-723-2555. So again, we'll extend this, but here's the original 1 second we were giving you. What artist is that? And I see someone on the line who wants to guess it even from that. So let's let's try. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is CCD John.
Hey, John.
And Michael W. Smith.
Is it Michael W. Smith? I believe he's been guessed
that
already.
That was the second guess.
Do you want to try a bonus guess?
Not right now.
Not right now. All right, call back, John. 715-723-2555. Should we move right into a little bit longer?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so again, we'll abscond from the original 1 second, and now, because we're generous, we will give you 2 seconds. Oh, that adds a little bit more.
It's an extra second. Doesn't
help.
Who
is it? 715-723-2555.
Mystery artist.
Who is this mystery artist from anywhere in WWIB's 50 years? See, I think that helps. Yep. I think that helps a lot. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda. All right, so here it is with 2 seconds. What artist is that, Linda from Chippewa?
I'm going to take a wild guess. Carmen?
Is it Carmen, Halvo?
It's not Carmen.
Not Carmen. Linda, you call back. Try again. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today? Good morning, WWIB. I guess we don't have them. 715-723-2555. Let's try again. Good morning. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rick from Rice Lake.
Rick from Rice Lake. All right, 2 seconds now. Here it is. What artist is that, Rick from Rice Lake? And I love the alliteration.
Sidewalk Prophets.
Sidewalk Prophets.
That was guessed earlier. You want to guess again?
It's been a very, very common guess, yes.
No, I've got no other guess.
All right. Thank you so much. 715-723-2555. I know Cliff was even saying, could you play the words I would say from Sidewalk Prophets? Because it really sounds like that's what this song is. And Cliff, we're going to see if we can still get to it. I wanted to play that one right after this actual song if we get to it. 715-723-2555.
This may go over to tomorrow.
What could it be? 715-723-2555. Want to give away two CDs to you, but I don't know. We might have to just say, hey, if you don't get it, we'll give you another chance at 7:15 tomorrow, even with the 2 seconds. I mean, it's just how much are we going to go government bailout on this trivia here? Like, how easy do we want to make it?
There is another hint, but, you know, you and I have talked about on the air, but whether or not we save that, we could.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of the whole unprecedented thing where we haven't extended trivia to a second day. I don't know that we've done that. And I'm kind of feeling like this would be a lot of fun. Win It Wednesday becomes Win It Thursday.
All right. Well, so I'll tell you what. Between now and 9, we're going to go on with the music. But if you want to go ahead and, yeah. I don't know. Do we take any more guesses before 9, or is that just it?
I think, you know what? I think we're just, okay. How about we just wait?
We're good.
But, I think we will be kind to Cliff, and we will play the song. This is not the mystery song, but it does sound a lot like it. Sidewalk Prophets, The Words I Would Say.